Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Simply Ayurveda, a place where we learn how to apply Ayurveda's wisdom into our everyday lives. I am your host and Ayurvedic counselor, Julia, and today we are gearing our medicine cabinet up for spring. And by medicine cabinet, you know most certainly that I am referring to our spice cabinet. I've spoken of this many times, but it is so, so important that we adjust our diet and lifestyle choices with the changing seasons. It is our duty as humans to establish the right rhythm and flow in our lives. And unfortunately, our modern day lifestyles don't educate on this. And in a culture that is so go, 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 it also doesn't, quote, allow time for this. In this lifestyle that is so go, 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 we actually need to tune into ourselves more than ever before. And with some practice in the beginning, it actually becomes effortless. I think there's this misconception that once you start taking better care of yourself, that you will have less time for other things. And I've actually stopped using the word routine when I describe a morning routine or daily routine or self-care routine, because the word routine implies such a rigid way of living. And it's actually the opposite. Because when you have a daily routine or daily rituals or regimens, it becomes more like a flow or a dance with your life. Because when we move in rhythm with our constitution and with the seasons, it maintains a level of harmony and consistency within us, but it also allows us to remain flexible and responsive to the challenges that are happening in our present moment. So it allows us to respond to life stress in a more effective way because our energies are no longer dispersed through wrong or untimely usage. And it's usually when we are out of tune with our bodies and the rhythms of nature for so long, when we start to see imbalances come up. So let's talk about spring, since we just started the spring here in the West, also known as kapha season in Ayurveda. Kapha season traditionally begins in late winter and it runs all the way through spring. Spring is a season where we move from the dormancy of winter to the dynamic growth as nature prepares for the full bloom of summer. And this transition is associated with an increase in moisture, melting snow, increased rain, all of which align with the qualities of kapha. Kapha dosha is our earth and water elements. So these elements are the most physical out of the five elements. We can touch and hold water and earth, but we can't hold space, air, or fire. While we have all three doshas, all five elements, our physical body is primarily all kapha dosha, because kapha is the one that provides us and the planet with that physical structure. So naturally, we can understand kapha's qualities as being heavy, moist, cold, and sometimes stagnant. So during the late winter into spring, kapha tends to accumulate in the body. And this accumulation is a natural response to the cold and dry qualities of winter. Because winter is cold and dry, we were eating a lot of heavy, rich, moist, oily foods. But now that spring is arriving, we are moving from a cold winter month to a warmer spring season. When there is more heat from the sun, all of this accumulated kapha in nature and in our body essentially begins to liquefy the same way that the snow starts to melt. And if we don't take seasonal care of ourselves, then this process of changing between the seasons can cause things like mucus, water retention, or feelings of tiredness or heaviness. And when this happens, this leads to a decrease in Agni, which is our digestive fire. Ayurveda says that every disease is caused by low digestive fire, because when we have a low digestive fire, that means that we have a low immune response. And when we have a low immune response, that's when we become prone to experiencing all of the symptoms that the changing seasons bring. The allergies, the sinusitis, the cold, the mucus, all of it. And for Vata constitutions, spring is actually a very balancing season because this natural moisture and heaviness in nature helps to ground Vata's light and mobile energy. But for Kapha dominant constitutions, this is your season. This is a very important season for you to focus on your nutrition and your self-care. In its constitutional approach, Ayurveda emphasizes the correct diet for the individual as the main basis for health. And from an Ayurvedic point of view, there is no standard diet for everyone. And I love saying that because in a world full of diet rules, There is no standard diet for everyone. Ayurveda is concerned primarily with the energetics of food as a means of balancing the doshas. Food is energy, the doshas are energy. So Ayurveda looks at the energetics of our food. It looks at the food we take in, the manner in which we take it, and whether or not it's in harmony with our nature. This offers us a simple yet very comprehensive understanding of what is good for each of us and why. So all of these herbs, food, and spices that we eat, this is the essence of effective self-care. Without changing our diet, without moving with nature, we cannot expect the body, which is a product of our diet, to also change no matter what else we attempt. Wrong diet is the main physical cause of disease. And so what's so amazing about these spices that we're about to dive into is that when we talk about Ayurvedic medicine and Ayurvedic herbal formulations that we give to patients and clients, most of these classical Ayurvedic formulations are a combination of what? Of herbs and spices. So you literally have so much beautiful healing power right there in your kitchen with the spices that you cook with. And Ayurveda has recognized and harnessed the power of these spices for over 5,000 years for their ability to enhance digestion and metabolism, to stimulate our digestive fire. And these spices also have medicinal properties as well. And just a quick disclaimer, please remember that this podcast is not intended to serve as medical advice. You want to consult with your Ayurvedic practitioner or other holistic health provider when treating health imbalances. So with that said, let's get into the spices for spring. For Kapha dosha, which is naturally characterized by these qualities of heaviness, coldness, and dampness, we want spices with the opposite quality. So we want spices that are warming, drying, and stimulating to counteract the increased Kapha influence during the spring. Mostly all spices are good for Kapha, but especially the hot and peppery ones. The pungent taste is opposite in properties to Kapha, as it's hot and dry. So these qualities help to increase the metabolism, which is particularly helpful for Kapha because Kaphas naturally tend to have a slower metabolism, but especially in the spring. And so when we increase the metabolism, this helps to prevent fat and water retention from accumulating in the tissues. If you are a Pitta Kapha constitution, then please, please be mindful with your pungent, spicy taste during the spring because you want to keep your natural fire in mind, especially as you near the warmer temperatures, and especially if you already have any Pitta imbalance, any type of inflammation, then please be careful with your spicy intake and consult with your Ayurvedic practitioner. Pitta Kapha types want to follow an anti-Pitta diet in the summer and fall, and an anti-Kapha diet in winter and spring. And if you are a Vata Kapha, then follow an anti-Vata diet in the summer and fall, and an anti-Kapha diet in the winter and spring. I know that was a mouthful, so rewind if you have to. But the first spice that I want to dive into is one that we all know and love, and that is cinnamon. Cinnamon is considered a wonderful spice for balancing Kapha dosha during the spring for several reasons. Cinnamon is a warming spice, and it has sweet, pungent, and bitter tastes. So this is really wonderful at revving up the digestion, stimulating the digestive fire. And there's a reason that we see a rise of cinnamon during the colder months. You know, we see it come in through fall and winter, and it actually is good all throughout spring because of these warming properties. So cinnamon is really great for Vata, it's really great for Kapha, and it's good for Pitta too, but if there are any Pitta imbalances, then just consume cinnamon in relatively smaller quantities. Cinnamon is also great for spring because it's very drying, and so this helps reduce any excess moisture or congestion that's built up in the body. It helps clear congested airways due to colds or allergies. A really great tea that you can make is by boiling some cinnamon with some ginger and black pepper in some water. And you can sip on that, and that will help soothe any discomfort that's associated with colds. Now, something important to know about cinnamon is that the kind of cinnamon you want to look for is Ceylon cinnamon. So there are hundreds of types of cinnamon, only a handful are sold commercially, and they fall under two main categories. You have Ceylon and Cassia cinnamon. So the thing is that most of the cinnamon on the shelves at your grocery store and probably in your spice cabinet is likely cassia cinnamon. If it's Ceylon, then it will say Ceylon on the bag or on the jar. And the thing is that cassia cinnamon is just a lower quality cinnamon, which is why it's commonly found everywhere. And you actually don't get nearly the amount of benefits that true Ceylon cinnamon claims to have. So when you go to the store, look for Ceylon cinnamon. And if you can't find it at your major grocery stores, then you might want to check specialty stores. And if you can't find it anywhere locally, then you can always source it online. I promise it's worth going the extra mile for the Ceylon cinnamon because we love cinnamon for all of its properties, right? It's loaded with antioxidants, anti-inflammatory properties. It's really good for the heart and insulin sensitivity, good for lowering blood sugar levels. So let me know if you need help finding it. I did find it on Amazon and I did have some luck at Whole Foods. And another spice that will pair wonderfully with your Ceylon cinnamon is a little bit of clove. Clove is our second spice, and clove has been used in India and other parts of Asia for many centuries, and you'll see it used in its whole form as well in its ground powder form. Cloves are pungent and bitter in taste, and because of this, it's really great for balancing kapha. Pungent and bitter are two out of the six tastes that are very pacifying for kapha. Earlier, I mentioned how kapha makes up most of the physical body. So the main location of kapha is in the chest, the throat, the lungs, the head, the fatty tissues, connective tissues, the ligaments and tendons. And so what makes clove so amazing for kapha is that it's a really effective stimulant for the lungs and stomach, two big kapha organs. Clove is also really effective in disinfecting the lymphatic system. And so all of this stagnation that we can experience in the spring, that's also why dry brushing is a very popular self-care practice in the spring, because it helps clear that stagnation, help with the flow of fluids within the body. And clove is a great spice to also aid with that. My personal favorite way to use cloves is in my breakfast when I make stewed apples. I'll peel and chop up an apple, throw it in a pan with a splash of water, some cloves. I use whole cloves, but you can also use ground. And I'll also throw in some Ceylon cinnamon, and I'll let that simmer for a few minutes until the apples are soft. I'll eat it warm, and it is so simple and just so delicious, and it is so, so good for digestion. Moving on to our next spice, let's talk about mustard seed. Mustard seed is indigenous to varying areas of Asia and Europe, and they have a history as being an herb in long use by traditional healers from ancient Greece and Rome all the way to India, where they have been a staple in Ayurveda for centuries. One of the main benefits of mustard seed is that it, of course, aids and enhances our digestion, and it's also really effective for headaches and migraines because they are rich in magnesium. These mustard seed nutrients have minerals that can help soothe the nervous system, and they can also provide relief from physical pain within the body. Mustard seed is also really helpful in cases of diabetes, which is a kapha imbalance, because it can help lower blood sugar levels. And seeds of mustard also contain compounds which can prevent the growth of cancer-causing cells. And this is pretty incredible, and there have been many studies done on brown mustard seeds and their potentially chemo-preventative properties. This is what protects against the effects of carcinogens, and it also acts as an anti-cancer element. And from a nutritional point of view, mustard seeds are notably rich in a spectrum of minerals like copper, calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, and zinc, and all of these contribute to various bodily functions. Now, I will say, if you have high pitta in your constitution or you live in a very hot environment, please, please be careful with using too much mustard seed. It is a very heating spice. So it's to be used medicinally, it's to be used carefully, especially when heat is already present outside or inside the body. If you are ever unsure, please consult your practitioner. Another really warming and delicious spice I want to share is fenugreek. Fenugreek is also called methi seeds, and this actually wasn't on my radar, my spice radar, until I started learning about Ayurveda. But fenugreek seeds, as well as their leaves, work fabulously as a spring detoxifier. Fenugreek is such an incredible Ayurvedic herb. It has so many uses, so many health benefits. It can be used alongside treatment for diabetes. It can be used to help relieve constipation, improve cholesterol and blood pressure. It helps with other kapha disorders like cough, asthma, bronchitis, chest congestion, and obesity. Some other benefits to fenugreek include reduced hair fall or gray hair. What you can do is you can actually make a paste with the seeds and either add it in some curd or aloe vera gel with some water. And you can apply this on your scalp to reduce dandruff, hair fall, and gray hair. Fenugreek also helps with uric acid levels in cases of gout, and it also helps to detoxify the blood. So to do this, you can soak just 1 to 2 tablespoons of seeds overnight and either eat the seeds in the morning or you can drink it all as a tea. So fenugreek is amazing, but it is similar to mustard seed in the sense that it's extremely heating and it should be used carefully with pitta constitutions, in cases of pitta imbalances, or in very warm weather. Last, but never the least, is our beloved ginger. Ginger is one of the most commonly used herbs in Ayurveda and Chinese medicine, and I did go into detail on ginger in my first episode on spices, but it's worth re-mentioning for this season because dry ginger is so, so helpful in the spring. Ginger is a very warming spice, so it's wonderful at aiding digestion, helping with the absorption and the assimilation of nutrients. It's wonderful for giving the metabolism a little boost, which is definitely needed in the spring when digestion tends to feel slow and heavy. This also helps with weight loss, indigestion, nausea, motion sickness. And my favorite way of incorporating ginger is super simple. All I do is I'll make a ginger tea first thing in the morning to help kindle the digestion, get my metabolism going, because ginger is really great at flushing out those toxins. It helps with that morning sluggishness. It especially happens to me in the spring. I'm a pitta kapha constitution, so I really feel it in the spring, that lack of motivation, the out of balance desire to just want to indulge in sweets. So it's my duty this season to stay on top of it. But like all the spices we talked about today, please use ginger with caution. If there is any inflammation or high fever, you know, we see ginger very commonly used when there's a cold or flu present. But if there's high fever, inflammation, or even ulcers, then please, please, please be careful with ginger because it might be too heating and actually cause the opposite of what you're trying to achieve with it. So if you have any out of balance symptom that we talked about today, even if it's something as simple and common as allergies, be mindful with your spices. Don't go overboard, especially with these spices that we mentioned today, because these are heating and too much heat in the body can cause a lot of problems. So we talked about cinnamon, clove, mustard seed, fenugreek, and ginger. These are 5 top spices to use for the spring. Ayurveda teaches us that it's possible to treat nearly 80% of all imbalances through our diet, lifestyle, and mindset. And for me, when I first started taking better care of my diet, getting in the kitchen and learning how to incorporate different spices into my meals and my drinks, this was essential. And also, it was fun because, you know, these spices are what enhances the flavor profile of the things that we eat. And making our food tasty is also part of the equation for good, strong digestion. When digestion is strong, always remember, when digestion is strong through regular mealtimes and healthy spiced meals, then our health begins to reflect that. And if you feel you need the extra guidance on how to improve your diet, incorporate spices, or cultivate better health through nutrition, then I actually have a brand new coaching program called Dosha Digest, and this program meets you where you're at. You'll be introduced to different meal recipes, drink tonics, soothing spice blends, and herbal teas, all to help build out your food rituals and implement gradual week-by-week transformations. You will be empowered with a balanced, harmonious diet tailored to your mind, body, and soul. It's a really amazing program where we really hone in on diet, customize it based on your constitution and the seasons. So I will include all of that information to the program in the show description. It can also be found on my website at simplyayurveda.care. Speaking of herbs, I have an extremely exciting episode to share with you next week. Next Tuesday, I will be sitting down with Ayurvedic practitioner Dr. John Dewyard, and we will be talking about Ayurveda's perspective on cannabis. Yes, cannabis, because believe it or not, cannabis has a long, long history in India, throughout India, and it actually grows abundantly through India. And so with all of this legalization that we've been seeing over the years, I got really curious on this topic. And so I'm really excited to dive deeper into it, to explore Ayurveda's perspective on how this ancient wisdom can be applied and understood in today's world. That is what we will be diving into next week. So until then, I will talk to you next Tuesday.